Hello, Statfield. Ben here. If you're just fresh off from the Statfield Instagram account and found your way over here, well, welcome. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, which, by the way, technically does not belong to me but to my best friend, Sonny, and you're wondering who the hell I am, well, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Ben, and I am a proud citizen of this little city called Statfield, or as it's also known, the city that grows with each new follower. Normally, I'd share my stories and adventures, so all the things that I have experienced in our city, I'd share them on the Instagram account of Statfield. But I've soon realized that bombarding my fellow statizens with walls upon walls of text each day may not be the right course of action. But I still want to share with y'all my life. So I have decided to ring up my best friend and ask him to hand over his podcast to me, since he's not really using it nowadays. And he agreed. So that's why you're hearing me now. Took a while to get things off the ground, though. I must be honest, my best friend has been going through some stuff, so it took a while before I got the login credentials for this podcast. But that's fine, though. We all go through things. Life can get in the way sometimes, so I ain't stressed about it. But all that being said, there are some other people I would like you to know about. First and foremost, my child. I have an adopted child, my little one. The both of us moved to Statfield, I think, roughly 12 weeks ago, and we have been having a lot of adventures in this city ever since. But while I was here, I also made a few friends. My two biggest friends in Statfield are called Randy the Rat King and Miss Bentley. Now, Randy the Rat King is called Randy the Rat King because he is a king of rats. I feel like I didn't have to explain it, but, you know, just so there's not any confusion about things. He lives in the sewers, which to Randy is not as bad as you might think it is. He keeps things tidy. And all the rats of Statfield live and die by his command. Now, luckily for the rats of Statfield, Randy is a good king, and he takes good care of his subjects. Also, he likes tea. He often comes over to my house to drink tea while the rats eat up all my cheese. My other good friend that I've made in Statfield is called Miss Bentley. And Miss Bentley is a nice lady who owns a shop called Miss Bentley's Bits, Bops, and Books. The things she sells are great, albeit a little bit cursed. Like, I remember this one time where I found a bike in the trash that the moment you rode on it, you would black out, and you would only come to once you get off the bike, and then have no recollection of what you did in the moments you were on the bike. And it turned out that that bike was one of Miss Bentley's products. So I returned it. I struck up some conversation, and now Miss Bentley and I are peachy keen. We're good friends. But there aren't just friends that I've made in Statfield. You see, a few weeks ago, and I'm mainly talking to the people that do not live in Statfield, because if you're from Statfield, most of what I'm saying right now you already know. But, you know, I want to inform those that are not from Statfield as well, instead of just talking to my fellow citizens. So, a few weeks ago, Statfield was absolutely rocked by an earthquake. Now, as far as I know, there were no casualties, but there was a lot of damage. And Miss Bentley, through some magic means that I have no knowledge of, other than, well, whatever she tells me, well, whatever. Through magic means, Miss Bentley has found out the culprit behind that quake, and it wasn't natural. Matter of fact, it was supernatural, metaphysical even. And what I'm about to say may sound very out there, but let me assure you, everything that I'm telling you has really happened to either me or my loved ones, no matter how crazy it sounds. You see, the Rats of Statville, they're good guys. They look out for Statville. They look out for their king. They help out in whatever way they can. But there is another group of rats that are not as benevolent as ours. They're called the Vermintide. And these rats, they're evil and hungry. Always. And they're being directed by a single queen rat. And her name is Hama Greyhide. But these rats, they do not live in Statville. They live above it. A world that lies above our own. But actions undertaken there have influence on ours. So, Miss Bentley has recruited me to take care of it. Now, I'm not some superhero or some particularly dangerous man, but I am kind, sympathetic, open-minded, very unfazed by the weirdness of the world. So Miss Bentley assumed that if I were to go to this other realm and talk with Hama Greyhide, that all would be well. That this queen of the Vermintide would back off and Statville would be safe. Unfortunately, that didn't go the way it was supposed to. You see, I drank something from Miss Bentley's inventory in order to transcend my body and enter the world of the Vermintide. And it worked. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, instead of having hands, I had paws. And instead of having normal skin, I had fur. And I also had whiskers and a very long tail. Yes, I drank something, and I woke up as a rat. Which took some getting used to, of course. I mean, a human moves about in a very different manner than how a rat does it, but I got a little used to it, and I, as a rat, started moving about, looking for the queen in this new world that was above ours. And then I found Hama Greyhide. In a moment, I looked in her eyes. My mind was taken over by a voice that I can only assume be hers. She told me that she knew who I was and what I was about to do. She told me she wasn't interested in my cheap tricks. And then she told me that what Miss Bentley had done to me, she could do too. And while I was pushed out of this rat body and sent back into my own, Miss Hama transferred the mind of a few of her loyal subjects, her loyal soldiers, and moved them into the bodies of statizens. And these possessed statizens broke into Miss Bentley's shop and took my little one. When I came to, both Miss Bentley and Randy the Rat King lay unconscious on the floor. Luckily, Randy's rats came to the rescue. They tended to Miss Bentley and Randy. And Randy's right-hand rat, called LaGrange Longtail, perched himself on top of my shoulder and promised me that together we would find my little one. So we started looking, and for a few days, searching was all we did. Eventually, after having been tipped off by one of our allied rats, we found the home where my little one was being held. But my worst fear had come to pass. Not that my little one would be done harm, no. My worst fear was that whenever backed into a corner, my little one would bite back. And bite back they did. When I busted down the door and got in to save my child, I saw that my child had already taken care of business. Now, for the sake of my child and my sanity, I'm not going to go into detail about what I saw in that house. But I'll say this. I had to clean my child, wash away a lot of blood that wasn't theirs. From that point on, my little one and me lay low in my home as we were waiting for the police to arrive to at least inquire about whatever went down in that house my child was being held at. Miss Bentley came by, crashed on our couch, made sure my little one was provided for, and I really appreciated the help, but I couldn't relax. I was waiting for somebody, anybody, to come knocking, looking for answers. And one day, somebody did come knocking, but it wasn't anybody from Statville. Was an old acquaintance of my former job. I can't share his real name for certain reasons, so let's just call him Doc. When Doc came knocking, I knew exactly why no one from Statville had contacted me, because no one knew what had happened. The tracks we left behind had been erased by my former employer. Doc. I invited him over for tea, and tea we drank. And while we did, we reminisced a little bit about the old days. Doc told me he missed me, as a colleague, that is. I told him that I was glad to be gone, but that I understood his sentiment. Then Doc explained to me why he did what he did. Why he, to say bluntly, covered my ass. Turns out that those people that were possessed by Queen Hama and took my little one weren't actually Statizens. They were former employees of my former job, but they were employees with particular rap sheets, long lists of criminal activities that would make them dangerous people in any other field. But once they were possessed by Queen Hama and took my child, they became nothing but cannon fodder. They wouldn't be missed. But even so, my child did things to get out that right now is having nightmares about. Anyway, I asked Doc why he was helping me. And he told me that what I was doing back then, which was sharing my story on the StatPhil Instagram page, was valuable. The information that I shared about this city was of high interest to my former employer. So they want me to continue. But they want me to continue unimpeded. So because of that, I'm still free. But whatever happens in the future, I really hope for the sake of myself and of this city that they keep my damn child out of it. Anyway, now that you know who I am and what I've been through this week, all that's left to say is see y'all later.